This morning, the burden in my heart is a living hope.
早上我心中的负担就是那活泼的盼望。
Therefore, we want to read a scripture from 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 3 to verse 9.
所以我们要一同来看彼得前书第一章第三到第九节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 through verse 9.
彼得前书第一章三到第九节。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith be more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And through you have not, you, though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不能得见，虽不得看见，却因信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 26 and 27.
哥罗西书第一章二十六到第二十七节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 26 and 27.
哥罗西书第一章二十六到二十七节。
That is the mystery which has been hidden from the past ages and generations, but has now been manifested to his saints, to whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Finally, Hebrew chapter 11,
最后希伯来书第十一章
verse 1,
第一节。
Hebrew chapter 11 verse 1,
希伯来书十一章第一节。
Now faith is the assurance of the things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Father, we thank you this morning. We have this precious time to gather before you.
父，我们感谢你，早上我们有这样的宝贵的时间，能够一同聚集在您面前。
We thank you for causing us to born again to a living hope.
我们感谢你，让我们重生，得着那活泼的盼望。
Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
是借着基督耶稣从死里复活。
To obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away.
也让我们得着那不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残的基业。
We pray this morning that we will touch the substance of this living hope.
我们盼望早上我们一同能够来摸着那盼望的确实底。
We can receive evidence of this living hope.
我们也能够得着这活泼盼望的确据。
Therefore, we commit this time into your hands.
所以我们要把下面的时间交在您的手中。
We pray that you will speak to us directly.
我们祷告，愿您直接向我们说话。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Apostle Peter wrote 1 Peter roughly around 64 to 68 A.D.
使徒彼得在大概主后64到68年的时候写了彼得前书。
As we read this epistle, it's like hearing the voice of a shepherd, who comfort his flock.
好像我们在读这首诗，读这首信的时候，就好像看到一个老牧人在那里安慰他的羊群。
This was a special ministry given to Apostle Peter.
这是一个主所差派给保罗使徒彼得非常特别的事工。
Jesus said to Peter in Luke,
耶稣对彼得这样说，
But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and you, when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers.
在路加福音当中主这样说，但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心，你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
Who can become such a comforter?
弟兄姐妹，谁能够成为这样的一个安慰者呢？
What is the experience in Peter's life that qualify him to be such a comforter?
彼得在经历当中经历了什么，能够让他成为这样的一个安慰者？
Our Lord hasPrepare Peter specifically for this time.
我们的主为着这个时刻来这样的预备彼得。
And gave him a very unique experience.
也给他一个非常特别的经历。
To prepare him to be such a comforter.
好，能够把他预备成为这样的一个安慰者。
This unique experience was his denial of Jesus.
这个特别的预备就是他曾三次不认主。
This is a unique experience the Lord prepared for Peter to equip him to be a comforter for us.
主就是这样的为彼得预备了一个特别的经历，好叫装备他能够成为那个特别的安慰者。
Jesus was taken to the house of high priest.
当时主耶稣被拿到大祭司的院中。
All disciples left him.
所有的门徒都离开了他。
But Peter, who followed at distance,into the courtyard of the high priest.
但彼得却远远地跟着他直到大祭司的院。
Now when a servant girl came to him and said, You too were with Jesus the Galilean.
有一个使女前来就对他说，你也是与加利利人耶稣一伙的。
And Peter denied before them all, saying, I do not know what you are talking about.
那彼得就在众人面前不承认，说我不知道你说的是什么。
Then another servant girl saw him and said, This man was with Jesus in Nazareth.
又一个使女看见他就说，这个人也是同拿撒勒人耶稣一伙的。
And this time Peter denied with an oath, I do not know the man.
那彼得又不承认，并且起誓说我不认得那个人。
A little while later, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, Surely you too are one of them, for even the way you talk gives you away.
过了不多的时候，旁边站着的人前来对彼得说，你真是他们一党的，你的口音把你露出来了。
And Peter began to curse and answer, I do not know the man.
彼得就发咒起誓地说，我不认得那个人。
And immediately a rooster crowed.
立时鸡就叫了。
And Peter remembered the word which Jesus had said.
彼得就想起耶稣所说的话。
Before a rooster crows, you will deny me three times.
鸡叫以先，你要三次不认我。
And he went out and wept bitterly.
他就出去痛哭。
Brothers and sisters, I want to ask,You a question.
弟兄姐妹，我想问大家一个问题。
Did Peter's faith fail?
彼得的信心有没有失败？
Jesus said to Peter, But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail.
耶稣曾对彼得说，但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。
Did Peter's faith fail?
彼得有失了信心吗？
I think we all agree.
我想我们都应该承认
Peter fell in the courtyard of the high priest.
彼得在大祭司的园中失败了。
If Peter indeed fell in the courtyard,
彼得实在是在大祭司的园中失败了。
Did the prayer of our Lord Jesus fail?
那我们主耶稣的祷告有失败吗？
Brothers and sisters, we need to know.
弟兄姐妹，我们应该知道这一点。
The differences between Peter's and Peter's faith.
就是彼得和彼得的信之间的不同。
Yes, Peter fell in the courtyard of the high priest.
是的，彼得在大祭司的园中失败了。
But Peter's faith did not fail.
但彼得的信心并没有失败。
Peter fell because he was overcome by the fear that night.
彼得在那一晚因着他心中的恐惧而失败。
Any one of us can be overcome by fear.
我们任何人都能够被恐惧所胜。
Just like Peter.
就好像彼得一般。
It's so easy to be overcome by fears.
如何这样的简单我们就能够被恐惧所胜。
The fear is much more powerful than any virus.
因为这个恐惧比任何的病毒都更厉害。
You know the transmission distance of coronavirus is only 1.5 meters.
你知道新冠病毒的传播距离不过1.5米。
Do you know the transmission distance of fear?
那你知道恐惧的传播的距离是多远吗？
It's unlimited.
那是无限的。
I receive a text one day morning.
有一天早上我收到这样一条信息。
And I was not sure whether that text is real or fake.
我不知道这条信息是真还是假。
Within 2 minutes,
两分钟之内
I received the same text from Taipei.
我从台北收到了同样的信息。
The fear transmitted over half of the globe within a few minutes.
几分钟之内，这个恐惧就传播了半个地球。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，The fear is much more powerful than any virus.
恐惧比其他任何的病毒都更厉害。
The number of people can be infected by the sixth person of the virus is 1.5 to 3.5.
一个受感染的人可以传染的人大概是1.5到3.5个人。
On average,
这平均来说
the number of people can be infected by fear is unlimited.
那被这个恐惧所能够感染的人却是无限的。
Brothers and sisters, there is something that's much more fearful than virus.
弟兄姐妹，有一件事是比病毒更让人恐惧的。
It's this matter of fears.
就是恐惧的本身。
Peter caught the virus of fear in the courtyard of the great high priest.
彼得在大祭司的园中就得了那个恐惧的病毒。
Brother and sister, just like Peter, we fail in the past and we will fail in the future because of the fear.
弟兄姐妹，正如彼得一样，我们也因着恐惧要失败，不仅在过去，也在将来。
But when a rooster crowed,
但当鸡叫的时候
Peter remembered the word of the Lord.
彼得记起了主耶稣所说的话。
And his faith began to work.
他的信心就开始起了功用。
And caused Peter to weep bitterly.
就让他痛哭。
We often focus on Peter's denial of Jesus.
我们常常只关注彼得不认主。
But we forget about the rooster.
但我们却忘了那个鸡叫。
When the rooster crowed,
当鸡叫的时候
,Peter's faith began to work.
彼得的信心又开始工作。
It was Peter's faith caused Peter to return to the Lord.
是彼得的信能够让他回到主的面前。
This was the differences between Peter and Judah.
这就是彼得和犹大之间的不同。
They both failed.
他们都曾失败。
But only one returned to the Lord.
但只有一个回到主的面前。
Peter's faith did not fail.
彼得的信心没有失败。
Oh, the prayer of Lord Jesus did not fail.
我们主耶稣的祷告也没有失败。
When Peter returned to the Lord,
当彼得回到主前的时候
he had the sympathy of a shepherd.
他就有牧人一般的怜悯。
He had sympathy for those who had been overcome by fears.
他就为着那些被恐惧所胜的人心生怜悯。
We thank the Lord, our faith will not fail.
我们感谢神，我们的信心是不会失败的。
Because the high priest is now praying for us.On the right hand of the Father.
因为那大祭司正在父神的右边为我们祷告。
So Peter wrote to Christians reside as aliens scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
所以彼得就写信给他分散在本都、加拉太、加巴托加、亚细亚和比推尼寄居的。
It's right before the great persecution of Nero.
那正在尼禄大帝的大迫害之前。
Christians were persecuted by the Jews and the Gentiles.
基督在 基督徒在各处都被犹大人和外邦人迫害。
Peter wrote to encourage brothers and sisters.
彼得写信就要来鼓励弟兄姐妹们。
By the word of the Lord and through his own experiences.
是借着主的话，也借着他自己所经历的。
Peter summarized his life experience in a phrase called a living hope.
彼得就用活泼的盼望来总结了他自己的经历。
From verse 3 to verse 5, Peter summarized his life experience in a phrase called a living hope.
在第三节到第五节，彼得把他自己的经历总结为这样一个词，就是活泼的盼望。
But then in verse 6 and verse 7,
在第六和第七节，
Peter explained how to touch the substance of this hope.
彼得就解释如何能够摸着这盼望的实底。
We need to touch the reality of this hope.
我们要摸着这盼望的实际。
Then he summarized that in verse 6 and 7.
他就把这些总结在第六和第七节。
How can you and I touch the reality of this hope?
你和我如何能够摸着这盼望的实底？
Then in verse 8 and verse 9.
在第八和第九节，
Peter shared on how to receive the evidence of the hope.
彼得就分享如何能够得着这盼望的确据。
Not only we need to know there is a living hope.
我们不仅应该知道那里有一个活泼的盼望。
We must touch the substance of this hope.
我们还要摸着这盼望的实底。
And we need to receive the evidence of this hope.
我们还要得着这盼望的确据。
Therefore, we would look into the three aspects.
所以我们早上要来看这三方面。
First, a living hope.
第一就是这活泼的盼望。
Blessed be the Lord, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Peter was the only person to use this phrase, a living hope.
彼得是唯一一个使徒，他用这样一个词，就是活泼的盼望。
This was from his own experience.
这是从他自己的经历所得
来的。Peter and other disciples had a strong confidence that Jesus was the Messiah.
彼得和其他的使徒们，他们都有同样的信心，耶稣就是那弥赛亚。
It was Jesus who should redeem Israel.
耶稣他应该能够来救赎以色列。
And this was their hope.
这是他们的盼望。
They left houses, brothers, sisters, fathers, mothers, and children, a farm for this hope.
他们为着这个盼望离开了自己的家、弟兄、姐妹、父亲、母亲和他们的孩子和他们的产业。
But when they saw Jesus crucified on the cross, their hope died on the cross.
但当他们看到耶稣被钉在十字架的时候，他们的盼望也在十字架上被钉死了。
When they saw Jesus was buried in the grave, their hope was buried in the grave.
当他们看到耶稣被埋在坟墓当中的时候，他们的盼望也一同被埋在了坟墓当中。
So the sadness of the disciple can be manifest by those two disciples on their way to Emmaus.
那这些使徒们，他们心中的这个哀伤，就可以借着那两个去以马忤寺的门徒来看出。
On their way to Emmaus, their hope died.
那他们在去往以马忤寺的时候，他们的信盼望也是这样的死掉
了。They were so downcast, they could not even recognize it was Jesus walking together.
他们是如此的忧闷，甚至他不能够认出与他们同行的是耶稣。
When Jesus took the bread and blessed it and breaking it.
但当耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了掰开的时候，
And their eyes were open.
他们的眼睛就明亮了。
And they recognized Jesus.
这才认出他。
And they got up that very night and returned to Jerusalem.
他们当夜就起身回耶路撒冷去。
They just spent the day traveling from Jerusalem to Emmaus.
他们刚刚花了一整天的时间从耶路撒冷来到以马忤寺。
They could not wait until the morning.
他们都不能够等到早晨。
They traveled back to Jerusalem that same night.
同晚他们就回到了耶路撒冷。
On their road to Emmaus, their hope was died.
他们去往以马忤寺的路上盼望是死掉的。
On the road back to Jerusalem, it was a living hope.
但当他们从以马忤寺回往耶路撒冷的时候，里面却有那活泼的盼望。
The hope became a reality in the heart of these two disciples.
在这两个门徒的心中，这盼望就成为了那真实的。
Verse 4, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away.
第四节，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残的基业。
What is this inheritance?
什么是这基业呢？
Is it a revelation?
它是一个启示吗？
Nobody has a revelation like Peter.
没有人有像彼得一般的启示。
He has the privilege to be the first person to recognize that Jesus is the Son of God.
他曾有这样的特权，作为第一个能够看出耶稣基督是神的儿子的人。
Jesus asked his disciple, "Who do you think I am?"
耶稣就问门徒们说：“人说我是人子是谁？”
Some said John the Baptist, some others Elisha, and others Jeremiah, and others one of the prophets.
他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，有人说是耶利米，或是先知里的一位。
But who do you say that I am?
耶稣说，你们说我是谁？
Then Peter said to Jesus,
西门彼得回答说，
You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Then Jesus said, Blessed are you, son Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood,Did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。
What a revelation!
何等的启示！
But this great revelation seems to fade away when the cross came.
但这样大的启示好像慢慢就消残了，当十字架来临的时候。
It is a spiritual experience.
那是一个属灵的经历吗？
Peter together with John and James was taken to a high mountain.
彼得与雅各、约翰一起被带上高山。
Jesus transfigured before them and his face shone like the sun.
耶稣在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头。
And his garments became as white as light.
衣裳洁白如光。
And even they sawElijah and Moses.
那他们甚至看到摩西和以利亚。
Talking with Jesus.
向他们显现，同耶稣说话。
What a experience!
何等的经历！
This must be imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, isn't it?
这一定是那不能朽坏、不能衰残、不能够被玷污的，是不是呢？
But when the cross came, this experience seemed to fade away.
但当十字架来到的时候，这个经历甚至也衰残了。
It is a work.
是工作吗？
Remember, Jesus once appointed 70 disciples to go to the cities.
记得吗？主曾设立70个人，差遣他们两个两个的去做工。
And the 70 returned with joy.
这70个人就欢欢喜喜的回来。
They say, Lord, even the demons.Are subject to us in your name.
就说主啊，因你的名，就是鬼也服了我们。
What a wonderful piece of work!
何等奇妙的一个工作！
This must be imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away.
这一定是那不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残的，对吗？
But the cross seems to end their hope and joy.
然而十字架却似乎让他们的欢喜都到了终结。
The cross was nothing short of a total devastation to all disciples.
十字架对所有的门徒来说都是全然的毁坏。
So what is this inheritance?
所以这个基业到底是什么呢？
What is this inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away?
什么是这不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残的基业呢？
If it is not revelation, if it is not spiritual experience, it's not a ministry.
如果这既不是一个启示，也不是属灵的经历，也不是一个工作的话，
What it is?
那它是什么呢？
What will not be perishable?
什么是那不能朽坏的呢？
What will be undefiled?
什么是那不能玷污的呢？
What will not fade away?
什么又是不能衰残的呢？
And the answer can be found in Colossians chapter 1.
那这个答案就能够在哥罗西书第一章当中找到。
And this was the mystery of all ages and generations.
这就是那历世历代所隐藏的奥秘。
The mystery is Christ in you, the hope.Of glory.
这秘密就是基督在我们里面成了有荣耀的盼望。
This inheritance is Christ in us.
这个基业就是基督在我们里面。
And the living hope is Christ in us.
那活泼的盼望也是基督在我们里面。
Christ in us is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away.
基督在我们里面就是不能够朽坏，不能够玷污，也不能衰残的。
This hope come into us through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
这基业的临到我们是借着耶稣基督从死里盼望，从死里复活。
Once and for all, Jesus Christ overcome the cross and the death.
一次直至永远，耶稣基督胜过了十字架，也胜过了死亡。
He ascended to the heaven.
他升入高天。
And Father sent down the Holy Spirit.
父就差遣圣灵下来。
Open the way for Christ to come into us.
就打开了那条道路，让基督能够进入到我们里面。
So now we have the living hope.
所以现在我们就得着那活泼的盼望。
Which is Christ in us.
就是基督在我们里面。
The hope of glory.
就是那荣耀的盼望。
Brothers and sisters, this is the living hope.
弟兄姐妹，这是那活泼的盼望。
It's nothing else.
不是其他的。
It's not our revelations.
不是一个启示。
It's not our spiritual experience.
不是我们属灵的经历。
It's not our ministry.
也不是我们的工作。
It's Christ in us, the hope of glory.
而是基督在我们里面成了那有荣耀的盼望。
It is so important to understand this is our living hope.
我们这是何等的重要，让我们明白这才是我们荣耀的盼望。
But it is equally important to touch the reality of this hope.
但也是同样的重要，让我们能够摸着这盼望的实际。
Therefore, the Peter continued in verse 6.
所以彼得在第六节继续这样讲。
In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
Peter encouraged saints to rejoice when they were distressed by various trials.
彼得鼓励这些圣徒在百般的试炼中要喜乐。
How can we rejoice when we are distressed by various trials?
那当我们在百般的试炼当中如何才能够喜乐呢？
Brothers and sisters, think about it.
弟兄姐妹，
Rejoice when we are distressed by various trials.
弟兄姐妹想一想，当我们在各样的试炼当中如何才能够喜乐呢？
It seems so difficult to do.
这好像是非常的难做到的。
But it is actually very common experience most of us share.
但这却是我们个人都一同经历过的一件事情。
Many of us have the same experience that we rejoice when we are distressed in various trials.
我们当中很多人都这样经历过，在百般的试炼中却依然满有喜乐。
And our brother just sharing opening, the pregnancy is such a great example.
那我们弟兄刚刚在领诗的时候就提到了，就是怀孕的过程是如此好的一个例子。
And many of us have gone through life, we understood exactly what our brother meant.
我们所在生活当中经历过的都明白我们弟兄所讲到的是什么。
Pregnancy was a trial.
怀孕是一个试炼。
Many of us can testify that.
我们当中很多人都能够来见证说这件事。
In pregnancy, we are distressed by many things.
在怀孕的时候，我们因着各样的事情就心中忧愁。
For a long period of 9 months.
那也是在很长的一段时间，足有9个多月。
We are distressed by many different things in 9 months.
我们在这9个月当中因着各样的事情就非常的忧愁。
Even for a complete normal pregnancy.
甚至是一个非常正常的孕期。
Not to mention the complications that we often experience.
就不用提我们所经历的各样不容易。
Like gestational diabetes.
比如妊娠的糖尿病。
High blood pressures.
或者是高血压
persistent nausea
持续的孕吐
and preterm labor
或者是早产
there are so many different things that we experience during pregnancy
有很多不同的事在孕期都能够经历
but we rejoice every day
但我们却每一天都满有喜乐
we rejoice because there was a hope
我们如此喜乐是因为有那样的盼望
in which a new life ready to be revealed in the end of pregnancy.
就是当孕期满足的时候有一个生命要显现出来。
And this hope is in us.
这个盼望也在我们的里面。
Brother and sister, we all share the experience.
弟兄姐妹我们都有这样的经历。
We can touch that hope.
我们甚至摸着这个盼望。
The hope is in us.
这盼望就在我们的里面。
Therefore, we can rejoice when we are distressed by various trials.
因此在百般的试炼当中，我们依然能满有喜乐。
Brother and sister, today in this living hope we can rejoice greatly.
弟兄姐妹，今天在这活泼的盼望当中，我们能够大大的喜乐。
Because this hope will result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
因为这盼望在耶稣基督显现的时候要得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
More importantly, through this trial we will touch the substance of this hope.
更重要的是借着这些试炼我们能够摸着这盼望的实底。
Verse 7, So that the proof of your faith being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
第七节，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在基督耶稣显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
In other words, there is a purpose for these trials.
换句话说，这些试炼是有一个目的的。
This trial tests our faith.
这些试炼就试验了我们的信心。
Hebrew chapter 11 gave us a relationship between hope and faith.
希伯来书第十一章第一节就给我们这样一个关系，解释了信心和盼望之间的联系。
Faith is substance of the hope.
信就是所望之事的实底。
It's the faith that can touch the reality of our hope.
是这信心能够摸着那盼望的实底。
Brother and sister, one time I was on a ferry.
弟兄姐妹，有一次我坐在一个渡轮上。
It's a small ferry. It's not like those huge ferry. It's a smaller ferry.
那是一个非常小的渡轮。
When the ferry approached the shore,
当这个渡轮快要靠岸的时候
，then I see a man on the ferry.
那我就看到有一个人站在这个渡轮上。
He picked up rope.
他就拿起一段绳子。
Then he threw the rope to the shore.
他就把这绳子抛在岸上。
There was another man on the shore.
那在岸上还有一个人。
Who took that rope.
就拿起那个绳子。
Wrap around an anchor.
把这个绳子就绕在一个锚上。
Then the person on the ferry would tighten the rope and start pulling the rope toward himself.
那在这个渡轮上的人他就拉起这个绳子不断地往自己这
边拉。As this man pulled the rope to himself,The ferry came closer to the shore, eventually docked the ferry to the shore.
那当这个人不断地把这个绳子拉向自己的时候，船就逐渐靠岸，最终泊在了岸边。
I believe you have seen this probably more than once.
我想大家都看过这件事情不止一次。
The anchor is our hope.
那个锚就是我们的盼望。
The rope is our faith.
这绳子就是我们的信心。
We have a hope on the shore.
我们有这样一个盼望是在岸上的。
We are the ferry.
我们就是那渡轮。
We need to come to the shore.
我们要来到这岸上。
How do you come to the shore?
你如何能够来到岸边呢？
How do you touch the reality of your hope?
你如何能够摸着盼望的实底呢？
You cast that rope toward the anchor.
你就把这绳子抛向那个锚。
You cast the rope toward the anchor.
你把这绳子抛向那锚。
When the rope is tied to the anchor,
当这绳子能够与那锚紧紧相连的时候，
You pull that rope toward yourself.
你就把这绳子抓向自己。
And the ferry will gradually come to the anchor.
那这渡轮就能够渐渐地靠近这个锚。
The rope is the substance of the anchor.
这个绳子就是那个盼望，这是那个锚的实底。
The faith is the substance of our hope.
信就是我们所望之事的实底。
Not only we need a hope,
不仅我们需要那盼望，
but today,We need to touch the reality of this hope.
今天我们要能够摸着这盼望的实际。
But how do we touch the reality of this hope?
我们如何能够摸着这盼望的实际？
We have a rope.
我们有这一个绳子。
You need to cast that rope toward the shore.
你需要把这绳子抛向那岸。
You need to cast the rope toward the anchor.
你需要把这绳子抛向那锚。
When the rope is tied to the anchors,
当这绳子能够与锚紧紧相系的时候，
then you need to pull the rope.Toward yourself.
你就把这绳子抓向自己。
Once the rope is tightened,
当这绳子拉紧的时候，
you touch the anchor. through the rope.
你就借着绳子摸着那锚。
The anchor is as real as your hands.
那绳子就那个锚就好如在你手中一般真实。
You pull once 1 meter, you're getting close 1 meter.
你拉近一米，你就更近一米。
Brother and sister, we all have the living hope.
弟兄姐妹，我们都有这活泼的盼望。
And we all have the faith.
我们也都有那信心。
We have the rope.
我们也都有这绳子。
The rope is in our hands.
这绳子就在我们的手中。
What we need to do is cast the rope toward the anchor.
我们需要的就是把这绳子抛向那锚。
And pull the rope toward us.
能够把这绳子向着自己不断的拉紧。
How do we cast that rope toward the anchors?
我们如何能够把这绳子抛向那锚呢？
Prayer is casting your rope toward the anchors.
祷告就是能够把这绳子抛向锚。
This is what we need to do now.
这是我们现在需要做的。
We have the anchors.
我们有这个锚。
We have the rope in hand.
我们手中也有这绳子。
What do you do with the rope?
你要如何来做用这绳子呢？
Let's cast that rope together toward the anchor.
让我们一同把这绳子抛向那锚。
Therefore, we can pull together that rope.
好像我们一同能够来拉着绳子。
Then we approach the shore.
好叫我们一同能够靠近这岸边。
We are coming to that anchor.
我们就更靠近那锚。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
the issue is not with the hope.
现在这个问题不在乎这个盼望。
The issue is not with the rope.
这问题也不在乎那个绳子。
The issue is with the person.We're not casting that rope.
这问题在于这个人他没有去抛那个绳子。
You're watching the distance between the ferry and the shore.
你看着这个渡轮和那个岸边的距离。
You worry about how can I get on the shore.
你就在那里想我怎么样才能够上岸呢？
The current is not helping you.
这个波浪并没有帮助你。
You have a lot of fear of what happened if I could not get to the shore.
你心中有很多的担忧，如果我不能上岸该怎么办？
But rope is in your hands.
但这绳子就在你的手中。
Anchor is on the shore.
那锚就在岸上。
What do you do with the rope in your hands?
你要如何来用这手中的绳子呢？
If you don't cast that rope toward the anchor, you're not going to get to the shore.
若你不把手中的绳子抛向那锚的话，你是不可能靠岸的。
There's no point to worry and discuss among my fellowferry takers.
那跟我这个同坐渡轮的人来这里交流是没有什么帮助的。
All we need to do is to see our hope is right there.
我们所当看到的就是我们的盼望就在那里。
And we have a rope in our hands.
我们的手中也看到有那绳子。
Let's rise up and cast that rope together.
让我们一同能够起来，一同抛开这绳子。
Let's rise up.To pray together.
让我们一同起来共同的祷告。
The rope must be tested.
这绳子要经过试验。
Each time the rope is cast, the rope is tested.
每一次当这绳子被抛出去的时候，这绳子就经过试验。
All the trial you and I encounter on a daily basis is an opportunity for you and I to test your rope.
你我所经历的每一天当中的试炼都让我们能够来试一试这绳子。
All the trial that we encounter should be viewed as a perfect opportunity to test our rope.
我们所经历的每一个试炼都当看它是一个好的机会能够来试一试我们这绳子。
And we have the opportunity now.
我们现在就有这个机会。
And we have the opportunity for all of us.
我们所有的人也都有这个机会。
Now is the time.
现在就是这时候了。
To pick up that rope.
能够来拿起这绳子。
To learn how to cast that rope toward the anchors.
学习如何把这绳子能够抛向那锚。
Whether we do that individually.
无论我们是个人这样做。
Or we do that corporately.
还是我们团体一同这样做。
And this is what we need.
这是我们所需要的。
Because this allows us.Individually and corporately to touch the reality of our hope.
因为这让我们个人和我们团体一同能够来摸着那盼望的实际。
Faith is substance of our hope.
信就是所望之事的实际。
Without touching the reality, the hope, it is a theory.
若不能够摸着这盼望的实底实际的话，这不过是一个理论。
And only through trial we have this opportunity to test our rope.
只有借着这些试炼，我们才有机会能够来试验我们的
绳子。So we should look at the situation as our tremendous opportunities.
所以我们应该看现在的境况为一个极大的机会。
To learn that to test our faith.
能够来学习如何来试验我们的信心。
This is the second encouragement of Peter's.
这是彼得所给我们的第二个鼓励。
Then he went on to verse 8.
那他继续讲到第八节。
And though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
Oh, this is even better now.
现在这更美好了。
I know, in previous verse, he said rejoice.
那在前面的话，他只是说大喜乐。
Now he said you greatly rejoice.
他现在说你要大喜乐。
With joy inexpressible.
是有那说不出来的大喜乐。
And full of glory.
并且是满有荣光的大喜乐。
What was he talking about?
他在这里说的是什么呢?
The saints in the end of first century, they had not seen Jesus.
在第一世纪末的圣徒们，他们没有看过耶稣。
But how could they love Jesus without seeing him?
但他们如何能够没有看见过耶稣就爱他呢?
How could we love someone without seeing him or her?
若我们没有见过一个人，如何能够看，如何能够爱他呢?
But actually, we did that all the time.
但事实上，我们总是这样做的。
We all have this experience.
我们也都有这样的经历。
We love someone without seeing him or her.
我们在没见过那人之前，我们就这样的爱他。
Have you seen someone that proudly show you an audio clip of a heartbeat?
你有没有见过人非常骄傲的给你来播放一段心跳的录音？
Or have you seen someone proudly show you an ultrasound image?
你有没有见过人非常骄傲的给你来展示一段超声图像？
I know, I have seen that.
我知道我自己见过。
And the father was so proud of that ultrasound image.
那个父亲就是如此的骄傲，给我看那个超声图像。
And the father can see so many things from that ultrasound image, which I cannot see.
那个父亲就从那个超声图像当中看到这么多的细节，我看不到的。
You know, the ultrasound image is just the evidence of something is there.
你知道这超声图像就是来证明有什么有一个东西在那里。
Seeing the ultrasound image is not seeing the person.
看到这超声图像并不是看到那真人。
But I can tell you that father loved that unborn without seeing him.
但我可以告诉你，那个父亲在没看到那个出生的孩子之前就是这样的爱他。
And we have that experience. We don't need to see the baby itself.
我们都有这样的经历，我们并不需要先看到那个 baby.
Only when we have touched the evidence of that baby.
我们只需要能够摸着这个婴孩他的那个证据。
I think our brother's testimony was very moving.
我想我们弟兄刚才的见证是非常感人的。
Why they tear up?
为什么他们眼中有泪水呢?
When they heard the heartbeats,
是当他们听到婴儿心跳的时候。
Because they received evidence.
因为他们得着这样的确据。
How important that we received evidence.
我们是何等重要让我们能够得着这确据。
Through the trials, you and I would receive the evidence of our hope.
借着试炼，你和我要能得着那盼望的确据。
And when you receive the evidence, you rejoice greatly.
当你得着这确据的时候，你就要大大喜乐。
As our brother rejoice greatly.
就好像我们的弟兄这样的喜乐一般。
Because they receive the evidence of their hope.
因为他们得着他们盼望的确据。
The life of that child is not seen.
那婴孩的生命并没有显现。
But the faith is the evidence of things not seen.
但信却是未见之事的确据。
As they go through the cycles,
当他们经历这样的循环的时候，
the heartbeat will grow louder and louder.
那心跳就要越来越强烈。
The image will become clear and clear.
这图像也变得越来越清晰。
The evidence become obvious and even more obvious.
这确据也越来越明显。
And their joy will exceed.Anything they have experienced before.
那他们所得着的喜乐也要超过他们以前所经历过的。
I think this is our common experience.
我想这是我们共同经历过的。
And for this reason, God allows us to experience various trials.
为着这个原因，神让我们经历各样的试炼。
Without trials, how can you and I receive the evidence?
没有试炼，你和我如何得着那确据呢？
Our brother this morning just shared the evidence that he received.
我们弟兄早上刚刚分享了他所得着的确据。
And how much you and I need to receive the evidence through these trials.
你和我何等需要同样借着经历能够来得着那确据呢？
When we see that evidence,
当我们看到那确据的时候，
We greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible.
我们就要能够有那满有那说不出来的大喜乐。
Everything around us offers an opportunity to obtain evidence.
在我们周围一切的事都给我们一个机会能够得着确据。
Paul himself experienced exactly this.
保罗自己也经历过这样的事。
Peter himself.
彼得自己也经历过这样的事。
Peter was put in prison.
彼得被下在监里。
Because Herod, was trying to please the Jews.
因为那时候希律王想要来得犹太人的喜欢。
He killed James, the brother of John.
他就杀了约翰的哥哥雅各。
Then he put Peter in the prison.
他就把彼得下在监里。
And he kept the Peter in prison until after Passover.
那是要把彼得囚在监里，直到逾越节过去。
As Peter was kept in the prison, the church of God praying for Peter.
当彼得被囚在监里的时候，教会为他切切的祷告。
The church of God cast their rope to the anchors.
神的教会就把这绳子抛向那锚。
There's nothing else they could do.
他们没有什么能做的。
Except casting that rope toward the anchors.
他们唯有把这绳子抛向那锚。
On the very night,Before Herod was about to bring him forward,
希律将要提彼得出来的前一夜，
an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in the prison.
忽然有主的一个使者站在旁边，
a light shone in the prison.
屋里就有光照耀。
The angel woke Peter up and said, "Get up quickly."
天使就拍醒了彼得，说，快快起来。
And his chain fell off.His hands.
那铁链就从他手上脱落下来。
And the angel said to him, "Gird yourself and put on your sandals."
天使对他说，束上带子，穿上鞋。
And he did so.
他就那样做。
And the angel said to him, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me."
天使又说，披上外衣，跟着我来。
And he followed and continued to follow the angels.
彼得就一直这样跟着他。
When they had passed the first and the second guard, they came to the iron gate.
他们过了第一层、第二层监牢，就来到临街的铁门。
And the gate opened by itself.
那门自己就打开了。
And Peter was on the street.
那彼得就站在了街上。
All of a sudden, Peter came to himself.
那彼得回过神来的时候。
Now I know for sure that the Lord has sent forth His angel and rescued me from the hand of Herod and from all that the Jewish people were expecting.
他就说，我现在真知道主差遣他的使者救我脱离希律的时候和犹太百姓一切所盼望的。
Peter obtained the evidence of the hope.
彼得就得着了那盼望的确据。
Angel appear in the prison.
是神的使者在狱中显现。
A light shone the prison.
一个光就亮在了那屋里。
The chain fell off.
这链子就脱落下来。
He went through the first guard and the second guard.
他经过了第一层又第二层。
The gate was open.
临街的铁门也自己打开。
All these are evidence of his hope.
这些都是他盼望的确据。
If Peter was not in prison,
如果彼得没有被囚在监的话，
How can Peter obtain all this evidence of hope?
他如何能够得着这一切盼望的确据呢？
When he realized this, he went to the house of Mary.
他想了一想就跑到这个神的家的教会。
Where many were gathered there praying.
那里有很多的人聚集祷告。
He knocked on the door.
他就敲门。
Then a servant girl came to the door.
那有一个使女就来到门边。
And the servant girl realized it was Peter.
这个使女就意识到门外是彼得。
She was so happy she didn't open the door.
她欢喜的顾不得开门。
He ran back into the room.
她直接就跑回到屋里。
And said it was Peter.
给众人说是彼得在门外。
They said you're out of your mind.
他们说你是疯狂了吧。
But Peter continued to knock.
但彼得就持续在那里敲门。
They opened the door.It was Peter.
他们打开了门，正是彼得在门外。
All the people that were praying received the evidence of their hope.
所有在那里一同祷告的，他们就得着了盼望的确据。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord recorded this story in details.
弟兄姐妹，神是详细的记载了这件事。
Very details.
是非常的详细记载。
Even the servant girl.Forgot to open the door was recorded.
甚至这个使女忘记了开门都记录下来。
Because these are evidence.
因为这些都是那确据。
This is the evidence for that servant girl for the rest of her life.
因为对这个使女来说，在余生当中，这都是她的确据。
How joyful that day! I heard the voice of Peter. I even forgot to open the door for him.
何等的喜乐啊！那天我听到彼得在门外，甚至都忘了开门。
That is the joy inexpressible.
这是那说不出来的大喜乐。
Brother and sister, we will not experience the joy inexpressible without going through trials.
弟兄姐妹，若不经过试炼的话，我们得不着这样说不出来的大喜乐。
You can have joy.
你能够有喜乐。
But you do not know what is the joy inexpressible.
但你却不知道什么是那说不出来的大喜乐。
But when you receive the evidence of your hope.
但当你得着你盼望的确据的时候。
And that joy is the joy inexpressible.
那喜乐就是说不出来的大喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord that Peter, through experience,He can summarize the experience in 1 Peter chapter 1.
弟兄姐妹，我们感谢神，彼得能够把在彼得前书第一章当中把他所经历的总结出来。
This is his entire life experience.
这是他一生的经历。
He touched that reality.
他摸着了那实际。
He received the evidence.
他也得着了那确据。
Therefore, he can encourage the saints in the end of first centuries.
因此他能够来鼓励那在第一世纪末的圣徒们。
Verse 9, obtaining as the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your soul.
第九节，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
As we continue to obtain the evidence of our hope,
当我们不断地得着我们盼望的确据的时候，
we begin to trust the Lord more and more.
我们就能够更多更多地来相信我们的神。
Then we lean on less and less on ourselves.
我们就更少更少的来依靠自己。
As said in John chapter 3 verse 30.
那在约翰福音三章三十节当中就讲
到。He must increase, but I must decrease.
他必添加，我必减少。
How can he increase?
他如何能够来添加呢?
How can I decrease?
我如何能够来减少呢?
We know about this verse all the time.
我们早就知道这一句
话。But how can I decrease?How can the Lord increase?
但我如何能够减少，他如何能够来加增呢?
It's by receiving the evidence of your hope.
就是能够来得着我们的盼望。
Every time we receive the evidence of our hope, we decrease.
每当我们得着这盼望的确据的时候，我们就要来减少。
Every time we receive the evidence of the hope, he increase.
每当我们得着这盼望的确据的时候，他就要加增。
Therefore, we must experience trials.
因此我们要经过这些试炼。
Otherwise, how can we decrease and he increase?
不然的话，我们如何能够减少，他如何能够来加增？
If we continue to receive the evidence of our hope,
若我们不断的能够得着我们盼望的确据，
the outcome of going through this trial is to is the salvation of your soul.
那经过这些试炼的那个结果，就是得着我们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
So Peter summarized that the outcome of our faith is the salvation of our soul.
就是我们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
When you decrease, when you continue to decrease, Christ increase. That is the salvation of our soul.
当我们不断的减少，基督不断的添加的时候，那就是我们灵魂的救恩。
This few verses from verse 3 to verse 9, this several verses summarize entire life experience of Apostle Peter.
那从第三节到第九节这一段的经节，就把彼得他一生的经历都总结在其中。
He start with this living hope.
他就得着这个活泼的盼望。
The living hope is an inheritance.
这盼望是一个基业。
It's imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away.
它是不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残的。
It is not a revelation.
它并不是一个启示。
It's not a spiritual experience.
也不是一个属灵的经历。
It's not a ministry.
也不是一个事工。
It is the mystery of past ages and generations.
它是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘。
It is Christ in us, the hope of glory.
就是基督在我们里面成了有荣耀的盼望。
My dear brother and sister, what is our hope?
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊，什么是我们的盼望？
Anything that is not about this living hope is not going to be imperishable.
凡不是这活泼盼望的都不是那不能朽坏的。
We are born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
我们借着耶稣基督从死里复活得以重生，得着这活泼的盼望。
Ascended to the right hand of the Father.
他升入高天，在父神的右边。
And Father sent down the Holy Spirit.
父就差遣圣灵下来。
They allow Christ to come into us.
让基督能够进入我们心里。
So Christ in us can become a reality in our life.
好，这基督在我们里面能够成为实际。
That is our living hope.
这就是我们活泼的盼望。
But we need to make sure this living hope.Rooted in our life.
但我们要确保这活泼的盼望能够在我们生命当中深深的扎根。
Therefore, we must touch the substance of the hope.
所以我们要能够来摸着这盼望的实底。
It is the faith that allows us to touch the reality of the hope.
是信心能够让我们摸着这盼望的实际。
The object of our faith is our hope.
我们信心的目的就是那盼望。
Just like the object.Of the rope is the anchor.
就好像绳子它的目的在于岸上的锚一样。
When our faith is cast toward the living hope, we touch the reality of the hope.
当我们的信心能够被抛向那锚的时候，我们就能够摸着那盼望的实际。
We must obtain the evidence of the hope.
我们也要得着这盼望的确据。
Every time we face a trial in our life,
每当我们在生活当中经历一个试炼的时候，
it is our opportunity to obtain the evidence of our hope.
都是我们有这样的一个机会能够得着我们盼望的确据。
No trial, no evidence.
没有试炼就没有确据。
Brother and sister, do not resist trial.
弟兄姐妹不要来抗拒试炼。
We just need to find the anchor and find the rope.
我们只要找到那锚并找到那绳子。
We cast the rope toward the anchor.
把这绳子抛向那锚。
You will receive the evidence.
你能够得着这确据。
When you obtain the evidence, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible.
当你得着这确据的时候，你也同样得着那说不出的大喜乐。
Often our enemy would like to put us in a prison.
常常我们的仇敌要把我们放在监里。
It's called a prison of fear.
就是这恐惧的监牢。
Our past president, FDR, said, Only things we have to fear is fear itself.
那前总统罗斯福曾说，我们唯一值得害怕的就是害怕本身。
When Peter was in prison, the church of God was praying.
当彼得在监里的时候，神的教会为他切切祷告。
Peter was not afraid.
彼得并不恐惧。
The church of God was not afraid.
神的教会也并不恐惧。
They knew what they should have to do.
他们知道他们所当做的是什么。
They touched the reality of their faith, their hope.
他们就摸着他们盼望的实际。
And they cast the rope toward the anchors.
他们就把这绳子锚抛向那他把这绳子抛向那锚。
Praying is the best way to connect our hope, our faith to the hope.
祷告就是最好的方法，能够让我们的信心与那盼望相连接。
Then the angel appeared.
那使者就显现。
And the light shone in a prison.
狱中就有光照耀。
The chain fell off.
铁链就脱落。
They went through two levels of guarding.
他们经过两道间。
The gate was opened.
铁门自己就开了。
All this evidence they obtained.
他们得着这一切的确据。
Therefore they rejoice with joy inexpressible.
所以他们一同就得着那说不出的大喜乐。
May the Lord bless all of us during this time.
愿主在这个时间祝福我们每一个人。
It's important that we focus on our living hope.
是何等的重要，让我们能够单单注目在那活泼的盼望上。
And use the trial as the opportunity to test the reality of our hope.
也能够借着这我们现在有的试探为一个机会来试一试我们的盼望。
Faith is the substance of our hope.
信就是我们所望的实底。
If we cast our faith toward our hope,
若我们能够把我们的信抛向我们的盼望，
we will receive the evidence of our hope.
我们就得着我们盼望的确据。
So we are excited that we have given this opportunity.
所以我们为着所有的这个机会而感到非常的幸福。
All of us are given this opportunity together.
因为我们是一同得着这样的机会。
To touch the substance of our hope.
能够来摸着我们所望之事的实底。
To receive the evidence of our hope.
也能够得着我们未见之事的确据。
So let us dedicate ourselves to prayers.
所以让我们一同把自己献身给祷告。
Let's pray for one another.
让我们也彼此带到。
Let's pray for those saints who cannot gather now.
我们也为着那些现在不能够聚会的弟兄们
祷告。Let's pray for those who are sick.
我们也为着那些生病的祷告。
Pray for our government will have a wisdom to take the right steps.
我们也为着政府祷告，让他们有智慧能够来做出正确的决策。
Let's pray for all the brothers and sisters will receive the evidence of hope.
也为每一位弟兄姐妹祷告，让他们得着这盼望的确据。
So we can have that joy inexpressible.
好叫我们同能得着那说不出的大喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, only thing we have to fear is the fear itself.
弟兄姐妹，我们所当畏惧的就是害怕本身。
We do not want to live in the prison of fears.
我们并不愿活在这个恐惧的监牢当中。
Then we pray together to the Lord.
也愿我们一同向主祷告。
If anyone is in that prison of fear,
若有人是在这恐惧的监牢当中，
we pray the angel of the Lord will appear in your prison.
我们祷告，愿神的使者向你显现。
And a light shone in that prison.
在这狱中有光来照耀。
And chain fell off.
铁链能够来脱落。
And you were led past two guards.
你能够被带出两层的监。
And gate will be open for you.
那门要自己为你打开。
We pray that the Lord will do such wonderful things amongst us.
我们祷告，愿主在我们当中来成就这奇妙的大事。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you again that we can still gather in this way.
父，我们祷告，感谢你，让我们如此还能够如此聚集。
We're so grateful that you have given us this precious letter, First Peter.
我们感谢你把彼得前书这样的宝贵的信赐给我们。
Such a precious word.
是何等宝贵的话语。
It was the experience of a lifetime of Apostle Peter.
这是彼得一生所经历过的。
Such a precious experience.
是何等宝贵的经历。
Pray this morning that all of us will get into the spirit of this word.
我们祷告，早上我们一同进入这话语当中的灵。
May us see that there is a living hope.
让我们看到有那样一个活泼的盼望。
It's not something outside of us.
不是什么出乎我们之外的。
It's something that is inside of us.
而是在我们里面的。
It's the Christ in us, the hope of glory.
就是基督在我们里面成了那荣耀的盼望。
We thank you so much for the trials we are experiencing now.
我们感谢你为着我们现在所经历的这些试炼。
We pray that you would fulfill your purpose in these trials.
我们祷告愿在这试炼当中您得着您心意。
May all of us can touch the substance of our hope.
愿我们都能够摸着我们所望之事的实底。
May all of us can obtain the evidence of our hope.
我愿我们众人也都能够得着我们盼望的确据。
Therefore, we can experience corporately the joy inexpressible.
好叫我们一同能够得着那说不出的大喜乐。
We thank you so much for giving us this opportunity.
我们何等感谢你给我们这样的机会。
When the body of Christ is assembled together, it is so precious.
当基督的身体一同聚集的时候是何等的宝贵。
We pray that you will use your anointing to anoint these words.
我们祷告愿您的恩膏能够来膏抹这话。
And encourage all of us.
也鼓励我们每一个人。
Whether we are here physically or whether we listen online.
无论我们是在这里坐着还是在网上来听录音。
The same spirit will move all of us.
愿同样的灵能够感动我们每一个人。
So all of us will rise up to pray.
好叫我们一同能够站起祷告。
We thank you for this precious time.
我们为着这宝贵的时间感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。